What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 11 of the Young Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Mudd. Thank you for tuning back in. And if it is your first time, please enjoy and feel free to go check out the past episodes. Today, we are going to be talking about a situation that I dealt with, not really dealt with, but a situation I was in. And let's just talk about it. I don't have a quote for the day, but let's just jump into it. So I had someone DM me recently that I was pretty close with over the last few years, and he was really nice about everything. He asked me how I was doing the business, asked me a little bit about it, and then he went on to ask me how I do it. And I always get a little skeptical when people ask me, how do you do it? What are you doing? But I'm always nice about it, and I go ahead and I talk about it. And this person in particular had good intentions, completely meant nothing by any of this. So if he's listening to this, I don't want him to think anything of it. But he asked me what he should do, basically. And I said, well, everyone has different interests. So if I tell you what to do in your situation, it might be completely wrong, right? Because I've had other people come to me and say the same thing. And I'm like, well, I'm interested in this. You're interested in something else. You go about things differently. Now, there's a lot of similarities in what you do, but there's tweaks and different things you do for each situation. So this guy in particular, I said, what do you want to do? And he said, well, I want to do business. I said, what kind of business? You need to be in a niche. If you're just doing general business, your passion isn't set straight on anything specifically, and you're not going to have the drive and passion to keep doing that thing. And he goes, well, just business, real estate, clothing, etc. I can do anything. And I was like, you can't really do that. I don't know if I told him this, but I at least thought, well, you can't really do that. You need to have your niche. You need to have your thing that you're an expert on, that you can be great at. No one can be great at everything and be an expert on anything. And I was like, you got to figure out what you like. You got to figure out how you're going to do it, what you're going to do. And he said, I like sales. And that was all good and all, but it still concerned me a little because it's such a broad thing to say. It's not, I mean, every business involves sales, whether you're a marketing agency, you're an actual sales agency, you're whatever you're doing, it involves sales. So it was still a little too broad for me. And I thought about it after the conversation had ended. And I want to talk about not jumping into things. People want to rush things. They want to start something now so they can start making money now or flex now or do any of that. And I just want to talk about, you have so long to live. You're 18, 19, 20, 35, 40. You still have so long to live and get things done. So take your time in finding what you truly love. I was lucky to find something that I truly loved really young, and I knew what I wanted to do, and that was a unique situation. I mean, many people do that, but it's not the most common thing. Most people, and I can change what I love. I might fall out of what I love and find something new, but right now this is what I love. And this kid just didn't seem like he loved anything specifically. So I want to point out, don't rush into things. You have so much time to figure out what you love and to live a very financially free and your dream life for so many years. Just take your time while you're younger. Figure out what it is you truly want to do. Do you want to be a fashion designer? Do you want to sell a sales course? Do you want to be a CEO? Do you want to start at the bottom of a company and work your way up? Figure out what you want to do. Not everyone is meant to be an entrepreneur. I also want to point this out. Not everyone is meant to own and start their own business. Some people are meant to be great for other people's businesses and be an asset for other people's businesses. Just because you went to business school doesn't mean you have to start your own business. That kind of seemed like the situation that this kid was in. He is going to business school. He's learned some stuff in business. And so he thinks he has the abilities to start his own business. And maybe he does. I'm sure he does. I'm not doubting his ability. But I told him this. I said, maybe you are not meant to own your own business. Not everyone is. Maybe you're meant to be great and be an asset to someone else. So I don't want you guys to rush into anything because you just want to get things started now and you see other young people doing stuff so you think you're falling behind or whatever. No, take your time. Take as much time as you need. And two, always remember, don't force yourself to want to run or be an entrepreneur just because it's the hot thing right now. Don't do that because you can lose lots of money. You can lose lots of time that you could have been doing something that would have been less stressful and given you more free time. Entrepreneurship is not meant for everyone. It's time consuming. It takes up your whole life. It's just not meant for everyone. So don't rush it and don't do it just because you see everyone else doing it. That was just a quick little story of something I had experienced, and I wanted to share it with you guys and hopefully be able to teach you guys something from it. Not the most fun content today, but I really wanted to tell you guys about that. So thank you guys for listening. Tune in for episode 12, and thank you guys for checking it out if it was your first time, and please subscribe and continue to listen and share this with your friends. All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow.